A rock star brother, two parents in denial, and a daughter facing the imminent death of her mother. All are characters in the latest book from Anna McPartlin, The Last Days of Rabbit Hayes. Adele Coffey has been reading it for us. She's with me now in studio. Who is the Rabbit Hayes of the book's title, Adele?
Yeah, Rabbit is the protagonist's nickname. Her real name is Mia, and it's just been a name that stuck with her from childhood. And as the book opens, Rabbit is being driven to hospice. She's dying of cancer. She's in the very late stages of the illness, and her mother is bringing her to the hospital or the hospice to settle her in. And as the book progresses, it's done over about 9 days, I think. And she's visited by her family and her friends, and we get the whole story, not only of her life now, but of her whole life.
So basically, it's a flat. She looks back on her
entire life.
Yeah. She's the narrator of the book, is she?
We have several narrators. In that it changes perspective. So you get her perspective, you get her perspective in the sort of drug-induced dream she's having as she's on very heavy painkillers, and she dreams about her childhood and her past love as well, the love of her life called Johnny, who was in her brother's band, and they all grew up together. So very warm, deep emotions there. And then, you know, it shifts to her parents' perspectives, it shifts to her brother's perspective, who is living in America now. He's a drummer for a country artist, and he's been there for 10 years and he lives on the road, very peripatetic life, and he's come home to be with her in her last days. And he's a very interesting character, actually, because he's been living a life that is very unsettled, and it's been very easy for him to kind of remain outside of the family. He's busy, he's a rock star lifestyle, and him coming back and having to deal with that is a very interesting part of the story.
I'll come back maybe to the specifics of each of those perspectives in a moment, but I think that at the crux of the book itself is what is going to happen with Rabbit's child, Juliet. What age is Juliet, as someone was saying?
She's 12. And it's very interesting, actually, as well, because Rabbit's flashbacks, we first meet her when she's about 12 and she's becoming an adolescent, and she's falling in love with the singer in the band, and it's all those wonderful adolescent feelings. Juliet, then, is that age now, and she's wondering about her mother. Nobody's really telling her what's happening to her mother. And we know from the very beginning that Rabbit is dying. She's being brought to this hospice to die. And so she's kind of dealing with that. Everybody's in denial. Everybody's trying desperate things, like they're trying to get her onto drug trials, even though, you know, her body, it's in her bones. She's broken her leg, and that's at the point at which she moved into the hospital.
Hard enough, I would have thought, to get the voice of one 12-year-old character, but Anna McPartlin has done it with two, the 12-year-old Rabbit and the 12-year-old Juliet, who's the daughter.
She does this so well, in my opinion.
Are they sufficiently different?
One of them is more. One of them is more convincing. Sorry, I think you fall in love with Rabbit more than Juliet.
The young Rabbit.
Juliet is convincing, but the young Rabbit, you feel her so deeply. She just jumps off the page, and I do think that Anna McPartlin writes this sort of age really strongly, and maybe it's something to do with her own childhood. There's a personal story behind this book.
Yeah, there are parallels in her own
life.
Lots
of them. Yeah, her own mother died. Her own mother had MS, and there's an MS strand in this story as well, but her mum had MS and then died of cancer. And so Anna McPartlin's childhood was spent, you know, being looked after by relatives and by her grandmother, and then her mother died when she was 17, and she had spent years in a hospice as well. So this is obviously a story she knows very well, and I think that authenticity really, really comes through.
Yeah, because I guess if you're going to take both cancer and MS, they're both highly emotive issues, and to have two people in this situation, we know that Rabbit is dying, and the MS character dies as well before he reaches his potential. Is there any chance that it might just be a mawkish type of emotive sentimentality?
That would be your fear, and this book is commercial fiction, so it could very easily have become that, but it's not at all. It's very, very enjoyable, and I should say at this point that the family, we get this, the family are there as a character themselves almost. They reminded me actually of Marion Keyes' Walsh family, who featured in lots of her books, and you just love that family, you know. They're just this new family that are very strongly drawn. Each has very very strong character. The mother is this matriarch, but not in a kind of cliched way. She's vulnerable as well as really strong, and she curses her head off, and there's lots of Dublin humour. And the dad is very meek, and he's really struggling with the death of his baby.
Because the daughter, Rabbit, is she just 40 as she's
dying?
To those perspectives then, you're saying that the family, the cohesive unit is a character in itself, but clearly we get the voices of each member of the family. Davy, who's the brother, the drummer, tell me a little bit more about him.
Well, he's very interesting because, as I said, he's abroad at first and he's been away, he's been out of that family circle, and he's, you know, he's the young man who's done well and he's living abroad and he has this lifestyle that everyone imagines is very glamorous, but he's actually quite lonely. He's got something going on. He's got a bit of history with another character who is who's the best friend of Rabbit from childhood. So I think it will be very familiar to a lot of people who grew up in, say, suburban town in Ireland, and it is set in Ireland. And, you know, where you had all of those friends who were in common, you all grew up together, you all maybe experienced adolescence together and, you know, lots of coming of age experiences, and then you become adults and those feelings are still there.
But it's quite definitely a town, is it? Is it recognisably Dublin?
I think it's recognisably Dublin, but she lives in Wicklow and it seems like the hospice is kind of outside of that.
Right.
So, you know.
Now, so Davy is Rabbit's brother. Then there's a sister, Grace, who's married to Lenny, and they have an overweight son.
Yes.
Again, another topic. The medical side seems to be very important in this book.
Yeah, and I am going to interject here and say, as much as this sounds like the grimmest subject matter for a novel ever, there's so much humour in it. And even in the overweight kid, it's really interesting because the mother, Grace, is she's very strict with the child. And you kind of think, oh, maybe she's too hard on him. And she says, get up that stairs, get your tracksuit on, get out, we're going for a run. And you kind of think, actually, no, that's how she should be. And it kind of reminds you that actually we've become a little bit too easy maybe on our children.
And the other perspective then, Molly and Jack are Rabbit's parents. Do they speak as one? You're saying that the mother's a strong character.
Yeah, she is. And the dad is too. He's really not coping. And then he's saying that the mother has given up. They're all in denial, but they're all at different stages of their grieving and of their denial. So he's fighting with her. She's saying, how dare you say I've given up on my child? I have not. She's dying. And there's lots of really very authentic feeling emotions.
And you've mentioned to us that the other two perspectives we get are obviously the young Rabbit and Juliet, that 12-year-old. You say the young Rabbit works best. Presumably, do we get the Rabbit in her current state as well?
We do, yes. And that's something that for me, well, it works when you're in her head, but there's a blog part as well where she's writing a blog. And that for me felt unnecessary. You didn't need it at all. And it actually took me out of her head. I was really enjoying being in the action and in the sort of emotion of the book. And that sort of jarred a little bit for me.
A lot of the book, Adele, is written in dialogue. And she's just taken up, I think, a post as a writer in Holby City. And she's written, comedy for TV3. So does that aspect of the book work well?
That's actually one of the best aspects of the book. She gets the banter between families very, very well. She also gets the sort of Dublin slagging very well, I thought. There's there were moments where I just laughed out loud because you could really hear the voice. There's a moment where her sister, before she's met Lenny, she rings her mother, she meets him, she started in work and she meets this guy, and she rings her mother and she says, I've just met the man I'm going to marry. And her mother says, oh, would you feck off? And she hangs up the phone on her, which is like such a typical Irish mammy thing to do, but it's just really enjoyable. And the dialogue is, it really sounds true on the ear. So she does that very well.
Who is it for and what is it for? Because Grimm might be one for throwing into the holiday case, is it?
No, you know what? It's very enjoyable. It's one of those, it's not depressing, okay? It's not in any way depressing, but I would say don't do yourself a favour and don't read it on the bus. Read it by the pool where you can have a little cry, jump into the pool and, you know, say, it's just the pool water, because you will be in tears.
I can see you there already. Do you need your Kleenex with you?
You will need your Kleenex. If you liked Kathleen McMahon's book, This Is How It Ends, it's very similar in tone to that. So, it's funnier than that. There's a lot of humour there. But you will be crying at the end.
All right, Adele Coffey then talking to us about the latest novel from Anna McPartlin, The Last Days of Rabbit Hayes. It's published by Transworld UK. More information on all of Anna McPartlin's books on her website, annamcpartlin.com.